Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling. Another week of news, more finalists, more winning songs, and we finally have a break going to Eurovision. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Ewan Spence here for your Eurovision Insight podcast and your weekly look at the news in the world of the biggest song contest on the planet. www.escinsight.com. And yes, there will be a Brit at Eurovision. We'll come to that in a second, along with all the rest of the news results from the semi-finals, heats and national finals around Europe and stuff to look forward to. Plus, some wonderful music as well. Let's start off with the news on the final itself. Of course, you already know the dates, 22nd and 24th of May for the semi-finals and 26th for the grand final. Tickets are going to go on sale. They will go on sale on February the 28th, Eurovision.tv, and the day after, March the 1st, hotels will open up for booking as well. If you're looking to get press or fan accreditation, that system is open up right now, and you can apply for accreditation. It will be passed up to the head of delegation, and if you're in a country that's not part of the contest in terms of entry, you'll go into the international pile as well and taken care of that way. And if you can't make Baku, Eurovision in concert.nl will be the place to see as many of the performers at this year's Eurovision as possible. I think they have 20 odd singers last year already confirmed, representatives from Turkey, Switzerland, Cyprus and San Marino have said whoever they have will be going along as well. It's Saturday the 21st of April, Melkweg and Amsterdam. 26 euros for the ticket in advance, 30 euros on the door if there are any left. Very much recommend it. It'll be the fourth year of running it. Insight will be there along with all our friends from Blue Black Radio International, ESC Extra, and all the bonus app and supplies with the Slager Boys are there as well. As we said, a busy week in terms of winners. We've just had six pop up, so let's go down them in order. Azerbaijan have selected their singer, Sabina Babayeva will be going. No word on the song yet. Belarus selected, not Lightspeed, they came second. Alina Lunskaya will be Belarus's flag waving representative this year with a song called All My Life, not the Foo Fighters cover. And in any case, the version we heard in the final is likely to be remixed and reworked again before the closing deadline, March and then into May as well. Germany, Roman Lob, not surprising given the voting patterns of previous weeks, won through Unser Star for Baku with a song called Standing Still. And this is where our break comes in, written or at least co-written by Jamie Cullum. And we're wondering if he's going to do an Andrew Lloyd Webber and pop up on the piano on the stage as well. And, you know, there's nothing in the rule book to say that the BBC can't select Jamie to be the UK singer, which would be very interesting. Unlikely, but they could share the cost with Germany, which is good in these austere times. Hungary also selected. Compact Disc will be sending the song Sound of Our Hearts. Norway, I think Norway are going to be the running for top five overall. They selected Tuji's Stay from MGP on Saturday. No luck for a Plumbo, which means that my Domestos joke will never be heard of again. But that's fine, because Plumbo used to people not getting their jokes and never hearing of them ever again. And finally, from the last week, Iceland, in a very close fought national final, decided to send Jonsi and Greta Salom. You've already heard the track previously in the ESC Insight podcast, Mundu Eftir Mir. Two questions really arise in this one. The first one is it going to stay in Icelandic? Are they going to do an English version? Personally, I'm hoping for the former. And also, it was a really close, it was split. They second in the public voting, but they topped the jury vote. That was enough to put them ahead of Blair Opal, who won the public vote but only came third in the jury vote. So I think Iceland are going to be looking at the scoring system that they use next year. But anyway, Jonsi is returning, bringing Greta Salom and another fiddly violin type performance to the stage of Eurovision. Wasn't just all finals, but we had some stuff as well. Finland had their, I think it's a fourth semi-final. Aurela Pindeli and Leola are leaving that show. Lithuania had their second semi-final. Three acts through on that one live way. Vitalis, Matzas and Katzina have qualified. And Sweden's Melody Festival continued. It was the second semi-final. Not surprisingly, Ulrik Munther got himself through, as did David Lindgren. And Anders Hansen, where all the people who finish in third and fourth place get to fight over some last slots for the final. Top Cat and Timotei will be taking up the chance there. And looks like ESC Insider are going to be in the stadium with them. So we'll be able to catch chance to chat with them and get all the words in the right order later on. Also picking up news from around the national finals. Bosnia-Herzegovina's Maya Sarr. Her own competition, Korakti Znam, I Know Your Footsteps, we're going to hear that this weekend, internal selection there. Russia's national final date has been pushed back to Wednesday the 7th of May, giving them a bit more time. Confirmed right so far, well, we can only find one, Bruskaya Babushki, the Dancing Grannies, and Russia will be doing their best to find somebody else, because I suspect the Grannies would win, just because. There we go. Slovenia. Song titles have been announced for the two singers who won Mission Eurovision. Writers announced for those ones. Number of returnees to the Eurovision Song Contest looking to get some 20 songs placings, including Christina Schilling, who did Etc. for Sinead Mulvey and Black Daisy back in Ireland for 2009. Vladimir Gratsik, of course, wrote Molitva, set for 2007. Matt Jasen and Ursula Vlasic's No One, which is a Slovenia song previously in 2011. And also Magnifico, who wrote Samolibsian, which is a Slovenian song back in 2002, also making an appearance. Six songs going through for two artists, and we will have a result on that one, as with everybody else, before March the 19th, which is the head of delegations meeting at the point where you have to declare all the songs for Eurovision. Finally, Spain's Pastora Soler, which is an internal artist selection, was going to leave the choice up to the public. She's previewed four songs, both on the website of TVE and on her YouTube channel. Two of those are definitely going through. The other two, it's a public vote. One of them will go through. Three songs onto a televised national final to select the song. Okay, thanks as always to our supporters here at ESC Insight. ESC Extra, of course, is the place where you can follow the live blogs of the national finals and get your up-to-date, day-to-day news. We're long-form, they're short-form. It's a nice sort of yin and yang thing. Also, thanks as always to BMI, who've been helping us out with coverage of the national finals this year. Tickets to Austria are from BMI, are going to get us out there and give us some coverage from inside the stadium there next week. And of course, they have flights going out from London to Baku for the contest itself in May. Certainly a company you might want to have a look at. There are various flight companies that are heading out there. BMI is one of them, and we like them so far. So what do we have in terms of music this week? Well, we're going to turn to the Mammoth Sanremo. Started on Tuesday, runs right through till Saturday. The winner of Sanremo doesn't automatically get through to Eurovision. The judges at Sanremo will decide the best song and artist combination out of Sanremo to go forward to Eurovision, so not necessarily the winner. So there's just been some amazing stuff going on here, and I've been loving the duetto section, which we've had, in which case the singers at Sanremo get paired up with a big international superstar or two to do a little bit of a number. Irene Fernarcreo, you know, this is a moment. It's a Eurovision moment. Close enough, it's going to do for me. She's paired up with Kelly Ellis to sing the classic song, I Who Have Nothing. And, well, she had a little bit of help as well from a certain Brian May on the guitar. This is stunning. I mean, we'll never hear it on a Eurovision stage, but I still love it. Io che non ho niente, ti chiedo amore mio di dedicare la tua vita solo a me per sempre.
play. I who have no one, must watch you go dancing by, wrapped in the arms of somebody else. When darling, it's I.
Irene Fornaciari there, as part of Sanremo, paired up with Kelly Ellis and Brian May there. We may see Irene on the stage at Eurovision. We will know this weekend once Sanremo declares the winner and then also declares their Eurovision entrant as well. What else have we got coming up calendar-wise? Well, we have final decisions, as I said, they're from Italy. Also coming up from Latvia, Ukraine, Georgia, Turkey and Croatia, filling up that roster. Tonight, Sanremo continues, obviously. It's the fourth semi-final over in Finland. And Slovenia will be presenting those six songs we talked about earlier up on the radio, so they're probably lurking around on the dark corners of the internet and YouTube and Vimeo and all that as well. Busy night on Saturday. Croatia will be presenting their song. We have the third semi-final in Sweden, third semi-final in Lithuania, first semi-final in Estonia, two national finals as well for you to bounce around in Latvia and the Ukraine. Sunday we'll see Georgia's national final. Notably, they will be having halftime performances from last year's success in their books. Eldrin and also winners of Junior Eurovision Candy will be bringing their mix of teen and kid and adult music into that mix as well. Turkey will be presenting their song on Wednesday the 22nd, and next Friday we will see the fifth semi-final in Finland. We'll see the national final in Ireland with Jedward be returning to the Eurovision stage 2 years on the trot, and we'll also have, eagerly awaited by many I have to say, the Austrian national final. We'll be flying out there and reporting to you from inside the stadium live, thanks to BMI and ORF there for all their support. We'll catch you next week. That probably means the podcast is going to pop up on Thursday just so we can get flying, but you can keep track of all of that back at the website www.escinsight.com. and now, guitars.